Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that is GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we're going to meet Sarah Ross. She is a farmer in Iowa, actually with a family farm with her husband, Kevin. I met her at the National Biodiesel Conference, and she participates in the Iowa Common Ground program and very active on social media and just doing a great job helping tell the farm story. So I thought you might be interested in hearing how one farmer is using the tools to communicate with those who don't know so much about where their food comes from. At the National Biodiesel Conference, I'm visiting with Sarah Ross, whose husband Kevin is here with her, although not at the moment. He's very involved in some of the sessions going on here because you all are involved in farming, soybeans, corn. Tell us first a little bit about your farming operation.
Well, Kevin and I farm on his family farm, both his mom's and his dad's side. We have about 600 acres of row crops, corn and soybeans, and we have about an 80 head of cow-calf operation. So we also have two little boys out on the farm. So they're going to be the seventh generation to grow up on the farm we live on.
That's fantastic. So a very diversified operation. What we want to talk about is an effort that you've been involved in called Common Ground. Mm-hmm. I have learned a little bit about it, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that aren't real familiar with that. So tell us, first of all, a little bit about this effort. You know, how did it start and what are you trying to do?
Well, Common Ground is a grassroots movement that was started by corn and soybean farmers. It's backed by the National Corn Growers Association and the United Soybean Board. And I have been involved in it for about 3 years. The reason we started it is because people were telling our story, and it wasn't always accurate. So we decided, what better way than to get a bunch of farm wives or farm women, I guess, together and speak up about agriculture. So our main goal is to talk to consumers. We've found that our people who make the food decisions in their family are usually the mothers and or wives. So being a mom and a wife myself, I can reach out to those consumers and talk to them face to face, or over social media, or at different events that we attend, mm-hmm. And talk to them about how their food is grown and raised and answer any questions that they may have.
So what's an example of some opportunities you've had to kind of communicate one-on-one with folks who may not really understand where their food comes from or have a lot of questions about it anyway?
Well, one of the easiest ways to talk to consumers is right in a grocery store. We've done a lot of grocery store events where we're right inside the door, so when consumers are coming in the store, they can stop and ask us questions. Sometimes we're over, like, in the produce aisle, so if they have any questions about anything over there, they can come talk to us. Another event that I've been involved in that I thought was a great event for us to be at was a food blogger conference. That was down in Austin last summer, and it's a bunch of people who come together, and their goal is to blog about food. And so we were there and talking to them, and basically we want to be a resource for them. So when they have questions about food or their readers have questions about food, they can turn to us and ask us the questions, and so they can get the answers straight from the farmers and get the, you know, real truthful answer.
Well, I love to blog about agriculture, actually a number of subjects, but food is right up at the top for me. Food is definitely, you know, for any of us that are in agriculture, in any way, we probably, food is a part of what we're producing for, and a very important one. But some of us just kind of like to, I don't want to say play with it, but, you know, cook and eat more than others.
Yeah.
So can you tell us an example of, like, maybe an interaction you've had with somebody where you felt like you were able to answer their questions and provide them some help?
Yep. I guess when we have people thank you for, you know, talking to them, we always feel that's, you know, we've accomplished our mission. And so in ways that we've seen that on Facebook through social media, If people have questions, they can come to our Facebook pages and ask us the specific questions, and we can answer them there. We like having conversations. Sometimes through social media, some things get kind of heated, and so we like to step back and say, okay, hey, we want to answer questions. We want to have a conversation. So ask us some questions, and we'd be glad to go from there. So, just having that one-on-one conversation with consumers, with mothers who are, want to feed the best food for their kids, and if they have questions about things they hear in the media or read about online, we want to be there for them and be able to answer those questions.
How about just kind of looking ahead? Do you plan to continue to be involved in this effort?
And I don't see you stopping it. It's a great group of women. I think we're in 16 states now and have over 100 volunteers. So we're all across the U.S. Some of us blog. Some of us are more on the social media side. Some like to do more speaking engagements. And things like that. So we kind of all have our niche. I really like to blog, so I talk about food, farm, family. I talk about food, and so I like to put recipes out there that I've made up and that taste good. So some of them that don't taste so great don't make it on the blog.
Well, so how do we find you if we're looking for you online?
My blog is sarashousehd.com, sarashousehd.com. I'm also on Facebook, which is Sarah's House HD, and Twitter is the same way. Pinterest, Instagram, the whole works. So pretty easy to find.
So, what is your social media mobile tool of choice? Anyone that's your favorite? When you're out, if you're going to try to do something mobile.
Yeah, I guess I like each one separate. I've tried a couple different ones, but I have the Facebook and the Pinterest and Instagram all on my phone, so I use each one of them.
Well, how about as far as the phone? What kind of phone do you use?
I'm iPhone girl.
All right.
Yep, I'm the Mac and everything. So.
All right. Well, I will be following you shortly.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Sounds good.
And thank you so much for visiting with me here in San Diego. We will hope that the effort that you're doing with Common Ground continues to yield some good fruit. In helping people better understand today, because I think it just is becoming increasingly important.
There are so many more farmers like Sarah out there who are making this attempt, and I think collectively that we're making an impact out there. So I encourage any farmers that listen, or those of you who know farmers, encourage them to take a little bit of time, pick out one of these social media things like Twitter or Facebook and get involved. It's not only a good thing to do, but can be a lot of fun doing it as well. So that's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.